from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm going to give you the 5 most absurd tweets I saw from coworkers this weekend. It's a little hat tip to toast it and post it.
I missed that. I like that, yes.
Here we go.
Number 5.
Let's start with Pete Hoffman, a producer of BT and Sal, when he tweeted yesterday, simply, Giancarlo Stanton equals Hall of Famer. Can we calm down, Pete?
Is that in the air? Because while I was on vacation, what? I got an email in the RicoB@gmail.com Rico Bronya account.
Yeah.
With a guy saying, hey, Evan, like, kissed my ass. You're such a great baseball fan, blah, blah, blah. I was having a debate with my friend the other day. Is Giancarlo a Hall of Famer? And I saw this while I was sitting on the beach, and my first reaction was no. But then I thought to myself, you know what? I'm going to crunch his numbers at some point,
right,
and I'll do 5 minutes on the podcast. So why is that a thing? Did someone talk about that on the air last week?
I have no idea. I know he obviously had the big homer yesterday, and maybe that is why.
So just it's on the kind of Giancarlo's hitting,
all right,
and he's having a decent year. Is that where it came from?
Whether Giancarlo makes the Hall of Fame or not is irrelevant to me. The point is, who's tweeting about that yesterday?
I think it's because he hit that line drive home run, and Hoff saying, hey, that guy's a Hall of Famer. It is an interesting debate. We could do that at some point.
You know what? Then we have a little whiteboard for you and Luke. You guys get the
number 4.
My gut is no, but if I crunch the numbers, I could see myself looking at it differently. But my gut feeling is he is not a Hall of Famer.
But if he gets the 500 home runs with an MVP.
You guys are killing the bit. The bit is the most absurd tweets, and you guys are actually having the debate, which means it's not an absurd
I don't think it's an absurd tweet. I tell you right now. Go ahead, number 4.
I agree with Evan.
All right. Well, number 4, maybe you'll agree, Levin. This from Lou Gower on Friday.
Uh-oh.
Tommy DeVito is a good fella and should be the Giants starting quarterback in week 1. I stand with Tommy. We're referencing Italian movies to back your point up. We're not going to argue this because it's for a later point, but ridiculous, absurd tweet. Okay?
No, you can't just do that.
Here we go. Number 3.
Number 3.
That was a quote tweet of a video where I shared opinions.
Cut his mic off, Rosenberg. Number 3 is C-Mac from 3:30 yesterday. We love McMonagle. Tough couple days for the, quote, anybody but Holmes, end quote, crowd. Holmes proceeded after that tweet to nearly blow a save and look horrendous. So good job, Chris. All because Mark Leiter stunk. He thought there was a good time to tweet that.
I mean, he got a 4-out save, and he didn't blow the game. They won.
I'm sorry. Here we go.
Number 2.
This from Lou Gower at 10:30 p.m.
Wow,
last night.
A second one from Lou.
Yeah. Official statement, again, from Twitter, Lou Gower last night. A 4-6 road trip is good, considering they had to visit 4 different cities through multiple time zones. Fully confident bats will heat up. And remember, the Mets are right in the thick of the wild card race. Love it. Can't wait for October. They went 4-6.
Yeah.
Bumbling and stumbling all over the place and barely scored a run this weekend.
I love Tommy. I do. And I think you're blossoming as a superstar around here because you're the future.
I agree.
But that one was tough to take last night. Like, the Mets just got embarrassed. They got annihilated by the Mariners. Not saying it's the end of the world, but it was not fun. I don't think any of us had fun.
Yeah.
To actually say that was a good road trip is a lie.
And also,
that now you're lying to the audience. So, well, I get positivity, yeah, and I'm good with that, even if I disagree with you sometimes. But that one, that's a lie. That's like looking at somebody and saying, you're skinny. And meanwhile, they're not. Like, that's like looking at me and saying, boy, Evan, you have bulging muscles. And I'd say, you're lying to me. So I would say that that definitely fits absurd tweets because you can't say the Mets had a good run.
It was just,
can't
do that. I felt for Tommy. At that point, you realize he's kind of like Jermaine Jones, got exposed versus lefties.
Yeah, that was the exposure moment for some. Where they're like, oh, I don't know if I can take him seriously anymore.
Here we go.
Number one.
And I say that with love.
Hold on.
This is Cinco Day Five. You had five last week you could do.
But he's accusing me of being a liar.
You lied.
So now he's calling into my character into question. It's positivity. I'm positive, Tommy.
No. Positivity is saying, hey, I think the Mets are going to make the playoffs. They'll be fine. That's positivity. They're going to have a great homestand. Totally cool. You can't say they had a good road trip. That's a lie.
You lied to Met fans, and that's not right for somebody who represents the fan base.
It's not a lie. It's an
opinion.
It.
You said love it.
Yeah.
It's a good road trip.
They went under 500 on a road trip that included the Rockies and Angels.
And they got swept and got annihilated in the last three games. That's a lie.
All right. Can I go for the last one now?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Number one.
This at 6:09 p.m. on Saturday, Craig Carton tweets, my man at Evan Roberts WFAN is so jealous with a picture of what can only be described as the most low-budget scorecard I've ever seen, to the point on flyouts, numbers weren't even circled. And that's Cinco de Five-O today and every day.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.